Now it's like I have to really take my what I do a lot more seriously.
Yeah.
That I can, and you know, I should be charging more for what I do.
Well, I just mean if you have like a specific, say you know of a place where the people that maybe could use your services will be,
mm-hmm.
like by sort of in some way implanting yourself
sure,
in that
yeah,
atmosphere
yeah, yeah.
in a way.
Yeah.
And
like
I don't
what
know.
Melissa was saying about hanging in a bar or somewhere where there are people who work in that industry.
Right, but if you
could
find a way to
also
be in the spotlight in that
yeah,
spot
yeah.
by doing something,
mm-hmm.
it's also a kind of, in a way you're doing something for free, and on the other hand you're not paying to be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is if you're volunteering, I know this as an artist too, if you're volunteering a lot and you're working a lot because of it,
yeah.
then somebody comes to you and says, oh, you're our resident music supervisor, we need you, you say, well, I'm busy. But I can do it if you pay me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Alyssa is marvelous at that, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
At being, she's such a pleasant person, but she can, like, she can really sort of do what she needs to do, which I think is kind of amazing, to be able to just sort of click into this mindset of getting, of still being pleasant and kind, but at the same time,
business. Yeah.
I think you're very good at that.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're sort of like, I'm holding you up, thinking, oh gosh, she loves that.
I was sort of thinking, and this, I don't know how you could apply this to music, but my ultimate plan is get a venue,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking, how am I going to get there? It seems like such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But so what I would do is find a neighborhood I want to do it in, or like I've kind of done over the last 10 years, is just do various concert series around Southern California, and I've sort of developed a little community in
mm-hmm.
the little pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I get to that point, when I do start a venue, I have this space. People
mm-hmm.
who have followed me over the years
mm-hmm.
to kind
mm-hmm.
of help support the venue.
Right.
And I guess, yeah, but I don't know. I can't. I was trying to think of how to apply that to music supervision and getting work for you. But
no, that's the thing. What I do is so. It's not tied to anything, you know, concrete other than.
Yeah.
Well, thinking about Alicia said, well, because you have your own music.
Mm-hmm.
But if when you're performing and meeting people, like, because that gives like a nice advertising push for yourself, that not only are you a music supervisor, but you are a musician. So I think
mm-hmm.
that's personalizing the how you hear
uh-huh.
music, like how you...
I know, I've always like on the fence about whether I should sort of tell people that or not. Like my gut reaction is to not, because it's almost like two sides of the fence, like here's the music supervisor on one side and then the musicians are on the other. And
mm-hmm.
I almost feel like if people know that I'm also a musician, that they're going to be like, oh, well, then she's, you know, hurt somehow my perception is skewed or biased.
Try to get your music out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
which isn't true at all. I mean, but I think that
I don't think if whoever hires you would be beneficial to know
yeah.
that you're a musician.
You would think, yeah.
I think
I
think
and they're kind of like either, you know, and I said it was after me, so playing and performing and
uh-huh.
all these disc classes, and there's like, it could come to the point where you're either a musician or a business person.
In
and
a way, yeah.
And they're
yeah.
like, and that's, you know, why there is the industry to help.
Although,
belong. But I think maybe if you could spin it somehow and say, like, well, I'm trained, like, I've, you know, studied, taken lessons, I've taken college
right.
classes.
Right.
If you can prove that, you know, like,
right.
you're educated, not just, oh, I play guitar.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Well,
I think
that's
the
word composer.
Well, I think that's
the
way when you're promoting yourself. Like, when you're talking about where do you find your clients,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking more when you're playing your own music, you have a room of a diverse company of people coming to listen to your music
uh-huh.
or whatever venue you're at, which therefore broadens the horizons of finding out who in that room who came to listen to music in their recreational time
mm-hmm.
also maybe starting a new business and needing a commercial
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, where it's like if you're looking for money, the times have changed that it's much more about branding and that's what shifted in advertising, that people to your whole package.
Right.
And to find that that you don't know, like that's the whole world's your oyster, you don't know who's in that room.
Right.
But
right.
It doesn't, but it's almost this nice humanizing moment of your, what you do there isn't only, you're not defined by your one job.
Right.
But it's another direction to take, so then you can feel less like people are trying to get you to volunteer your services.
Right.
Some, I don't know, like ways to shift perspective.
Uh-huh.
So you don't worry about what others are thinking, too.
Because
You know. Right,
I think that's like a really good website. I know you mentioned you had your reel online or something. But, you know, people always like, or they're drawn to people who are doing stuff and are successful, or at least, you know, portray that and have that presentation. So, you know, like I have a friend who does like parts modeling, you know, where she has her hands for rings or whatever. And I went to her website and it's fantastic, you know, it really looks really professional. Looks like she's getting lots of work and she's really busy and everybody's hiring her because she has beautiful pictures and whatever. And I think just portraying that, and you know, you say you've got this job and that job, so you've got some things going on. So on your website, you're saying that you've got, you're doing these things or whatever, and then sending people a link, just looking like you're busy and you're doing stuff.
That's good. And you can display some of the stuff you've already done.
Yeah.
And did you have a comment? You had your hand up earlier.
Oh.
Okay. Passed. Moment passed. So I don't know if we've solved it, but I think these are all great ideas to really think strategically. Like, you've got this idea of the fact that you're a musician, and it may help you or it may not. Like, I think you might have to do some experimentation and get some feedback from your peers. But the point is that you're thinking really strategically about it. Like, now you've got something to test and think about and weigh out.
Right.
And this idea that if you're going to do this hit or miss networking, your activities need to be really efficient. Like, you can't, you know, do a 3-hour coffee date with someone with who's, it's going to be really hit or miss. You could spend 3 hours if it's going to get you 50 business cards, but, you know, so kind of, if we haven't, you know, kind of at least come up with the full answer, I think it's some good things to, at least a way to think through it a little more. And
there's that website, LinkedIn, isn't there?
Yeah. LinkedIn's like a professional Facebook kind of thing.
Right.
So. And I think the important thing, too, is to always be thinking about, like, the purpose behind it. Like, if you go to a networking event, you want to kind of keep that focus. Okay, this is really hit or miss. I want to get in here and connect with a lot of people quickly and not get tied up with that one person for half an hour. Like, keep that focus.
Right.
So. All right. So, any questions on kind of getting the sort of the strategic plan, and I know it's not like we're not doing like a really detailed plan, but it's just kind of more how to think about getting from point A to point B, figuring out what comes in between and creating some steps to get you there.
So when creating a business plan, then do you create a new business model, or do you not necessarily have to do that? Like, do you rewrite your business model to as your goal?
If it's helpful to you to rewrite the whole thing, then yeah, I would. Because everything we're doing is just for your own use.
Right.
So if you need to go through that whole exercise to really visualize where you want to be, then definitely do it. But if it's just one thing you want to change, then maybe you don't need to go through the whole exercise again. You know, like in your case, you're not really doing much different. You're just getting more sales on your website. You're already doing that, but you just want to do more of it. So I don't think you'd have to go through the whole exercise again.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just because mine is a little different, that I haven't started my business yet.
Yeah.
Is it then different than the business model if you haven't started yet, the business plan, or are they sort of the same?
I would say you're starting at zero, so you want to write the model of, where you want to be, and then start thinking about the steps that are going to get you there. Like, you might need to, let me think, what would a first step be? Probably a good first step would be to do some research on the companies that are already doing this.
Right.
Yeah.
And what about, because where I guess I'm, because I've done quite a bit of that, and a lot of research, and a lot of, you know, just a lot. Probably been working on it way too long. And now I'm at the point where, okay, now I got to do something. And as far as, for instance, raising capital to just start, I'm sort of at all these, like, well, which road should I take? I'm probably going to do a Kickstarter campaign, and I'm not sure yet about, you know, looking at getting, you know, whatever loans or things like that. But as far as what other resources I need, so like.
So, like, what would be the next thing after you've done, you've sort of done your initial research, you have a good feel
yeah.
of the industry?
And do you, like, get a taxi company before you start? Or do you, you know, like, what point do you actually need to start looking for advisors or anything like that, or do I at all? Or?
I think you do. I think it's really important to set your business up. And we talked about this a little bit at one of the Q&As. When you create your business, you'll have to choose what kind of entity you want, and you can have like a, probably in your case, you're going to want to go with a corporation because there's some protection against being sued if you have a corporation.
Instead of an LLC or something?
LLC is a type of corporation, and this is, again, this is where you'd have to really get in and talk to either an accountant or an attorney or both.
Okay.
But because you're going to have a product with a lot of like widespread distribution, and you have things that could go wrong, you know, like your product, someone could ingest it, break their foot if they drop it, like that kind of thing. You need some protection for that. So I would want, you know, if I were in your position, I would want to get that professional advice and get the best kind of setup for your business.
And where do you get that kind of advice?
I would talk to both a lawyer and an accountant. Because the other thing that's really important when you set your business up is how you take money out of the business. And that really depends on how you're set up.
For your own needs.
Right, like your salary or your earnings from the business. There's a few different ways you can do that, and you know, it depends on kind of what your long-term goals are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have investors, like there might be requirements there.
Mm-hmm.
I think though, the next step would be like sourcing things like your bottles and your manufacturing.
Done a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, or at least, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing, because I felt like I needed to have a really clear business plan before I could approach these companies
mm-hmm.
to talk about the bottles and different products and private labeling and all these kinds of things. So
I think then the next step, if you've done, because it sounds like you're pretty far along in the process. You've got a pretty good idea of how to answer these questions. Like someone's going to say, well, where do you get bottles from? Who's going to make the detergent for you?
Mm-hmm.
You might want to go to the Small Business Administration. That's a, you can get free sort of counseling on all this stuff.
There's one in Marina Del Rey.
Oh, nice.
I think so.
Yeah.
What's it called?
The Small Business Administration, SBA. It's a government sponsored thing.
I've seen a lot of
mm-hmm.
different resources and wasn't sure, like, government, because there's also, like, the whole side faction that's, like, especially for women who are starting businesses
mm-hmm.
and for... And it's like kind of a sea out there, so I don't really know which one to.
Yeah. I think that's a good one, the Small Business Administration. And then there's one called SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, which is the Service Corps of Retired Executives. So that's like kind of a similar nonprofit where they advise you on how to set your business up, and it's all retired executives.
Service Corps of
Retired Executives? Yeah, it's a SCORE, SCORE.org.
They have all types of different, different types, I don't know if I should call them classes, but there's different things you can take. They're relatively inexpensive, and they offer them all over the place, and you can get
mm-hmm.
individual counseling also through that.
And they will walk you through, like, detailed business plans that you need to go to a bank with, like how to put the numbers to it and that kind of thing. And they'll
and
give you...
And they also, because, like, I've got, I made a first draft of my business plan and then lost it all because my computer died. Yeah, I have to kind of rewrite the whole thing. I only have notes. But if you get drafts, are there people then who will read your drafts
mm-hmm.
and go over them? And just, like,
yeah, that's the kind of thing
okay.
they do. Yeah, I think that would be like a really good next step for you. I think you sound like you've got like a really firm grip on a lot of the first questions they're going to come up with.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and if you do need to do more homework, they'll tell you that too. So
right.
It's,
yeah. That's exactly the kind of thing I
mm-hmm.
hear too. It's like, well, here it's a week, and there you got to work on this or that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah. So, were you going to say something? All right. all right, I think that's probably about a good time to go to break. So we want to take, what do we need, 10 minutes? Does that sound like enough? 10? Let's try 10, and people are still using the restroom or whatever, we'll go to 15.
I'm cooking up some more hot water.
Oh.
Anybody mind if I turn the light?
No, I was actually going to ask.